MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 1, 2025. Salem is starting Haunted Happenings Month, and the Topsfield Fair opens on Friday. Sunny, windy, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7:03 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. The grand kickoff of the Halloween season in Salem is set for Thursday, tomorrow, with the 28th Annual Salem Chamber of Commerce Haunted Happenings Grand Parade. The theme for this year's parade is Stronger Together, The Magic of Us, which celebrates the power of unity and imagination. The parade will follow the normal route from Shetland Park to Salem Common. However, this year the entire parade route will be lined with pedestrian safety barriers to keep the route clear, with the Salem Chamber expecting more than 15,000 spectators to attend the event. They're asking audience members to remain behind the barriers for their own safety and for the safety of that of the parade participants. Much more information in today's Salem News article by Michael McHugh. And in a related story by Michael McHugh, ushering in the fall season, the Topsfield Fair, the oldest country fair in America, returns for its 207th year Friday for 11 days of family fun. The 2025 Topsfield Fair will begin at 4 p.m. Friday, October 3, and run through Monday, October 13. Opening night will feature one of the fair's most popular contests, the 41st annual All New England Giant Pumpkin Weigh-Off. Hobbyists will begin weighing their colossal gourds at 5 p.m., with a winner expected to be announced by 8 p.m. The winning pumpkin will be displayed for the duration of the fair. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News. In Newburyport, looking to help secure the city's water supply for years to come, the city's ad hoc Committee on Water Infrastructure held its first meeting Monday night. The committee, made up of city councilors Connie Preston, Jim McCauley, Afroz Khan, Ed Cameron, and Jenny Donahue, was formally approved by the council on August 4. The hybrid meeting began at 7 p.m. and saw City Engineer John Eric White and Water Treatment Operations Superintendent Peter King headline the evening with a presentation touching on a number of projects listed in the city's capital improvement plan, including the Indian Hill raw water line and Story Avenue pump upgrades. And Jackie Mantle reports on itemlive.com. In Lynn, Frederick Douglass' great-great-great-grandson, Kenneth B. Morris Jr., held discussions at the Frederick Douglass Collegiate Academy and the Lynn Museum and Arts Center on Tuesday for Day 3 of Douglass Week. Morris Jr. launched the dialogue by speaking to the high school students about Douglass's dedication to learning at a time where it was illegal to teach an enslaved person. He emphasized how getting an education is necessary when it comes to changing the course of history. From the desk of Community Director Bill Newell, yesterday in boys high school soccer, St. John's Prep blanked St. John's of Shrewsbury 1-0. Hamilton Wenham improved to 8-1 for the season with a 3-0 win over Amesbury. Nick Stein scored two goals for the Generals. Rockport topped Manchester Essex 2-0. Linfield edged Newburyport 2-1 with two goals from Rocco Senna. In girls soccer, Hamilton Wenham remained unbeaten at 8-0-1 following yesterday's 2-0 win over Amesbury. Manchester Essex down Rockport 6-0 with Tess Taylor and Ava Dickerson each netting a pair of goals for the Hornets. Linfield edged Newburyport 2-1 with Bella Sykes nabbing the game-winning goal for the 7-2 Pioneers. The Gloucester Field hockey team shut out Peabody 7-0 to improve to 7-1-1 for the season. Gloucester has a tough non-league matchup today at Malden Catholic. And a shout-out to the Newburyport volleyball team. This past week, they beat Bishop Fenwick twice to improve to 8-3. The Red Sox beat the Yankees 3-1 last night in the first of a best-of-three-game wildcard series. The two teams meet again at Yankee Stadium tonight at 6:08 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.